Renowned author and satirist David Sedaris is making his way back to Western North Carolina next week. It may come as a surprise to some of Sedaris' followers that he spent a year of his life in the mountains as a student at Western Carolina University. BPR got a hold of him from his home in rural England. The long-distance phone call made for some staticky audio.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Sedaris, now in his 60s, says he didn't want to go to college, but his parents insisted. And after high school, he got into Western Carolina at the very last minute.
I remember my father drove me to Western. You know, I don't think that I'd ever been so frightened in my life up to that point.
The year was 1975.
You know, I was really kind of isolated there. I mean, I didn't have a lot of options. Not like I could go to Asheville whenever I wanted to.
Hitchhiking features prominently in many of Sedaris' essays. He says that's how he got around in the mountains.
And you could still do that then. It was no problem. But now I'm 62, and I hitchhiked like a month ago.
After a while, Sedaris says he found his people. He took art history classes and met his best friend on campus. But he suffered a major loss during that year. One of his friends was killed by a car while walking home one night.
That was my first death. You know, it was the first person that I'd truly been close to who died.
Sedaris is known for making light of dark, even morbid themes. In his latest book, Calypso, he shares stories of death, suicide, and loss.
So that would be the only thing I would say to a young person is your grief is going to be clumsy, but that's normal.
Another challenge he confronted as a college student was navigating his sexuality as a gay man.
Gosh, I don't think anybody was out at Western Carolina in 1975. I remember I still lasted that entire year thinking that I was the only, you know, gay person certainly in North Carolina, but possibly in North America.
Being gay is something Sedaris writes about often. He's glad that now it's okay for kids to be more open. Sedaris dropped out of school at Western after just 1 year. Next week, he returns to do a reading at the Bardo Fine and Performing Arts Center Tuesday evening. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.